look what this house is all of all about. The IGAD Plus represents the world. We have the UN, we have the IPF, which is the IGAD Partners Forum, which involves more than 40 countries and organizations. We have the whole of Africa here, represented by the high-level ad hoc committee of the five African regions. On top of that, we have the European Union, we have the Chinese, we have the Troika, we have all IGAD countries here. And the language that they have been, and the message they have been passing across to the chief negotiators, to Nihal, Deng Nihal, to Thabang Deng, and to Dengalor, is one and the same. You cannot leave Addis Ababa this time without signing this agreement by the 17th of August. This is not one of the previous days. Enough is enough. It is frustration and hopelessness that is reigning in South Sudan and all over the world. There is no any other chance. So the unity of purpose is being demonstrated, and the unique support to the people of South Sudan and to this youngest nation, South Sudan, is extremely extraordinary and unique. We hope these leaders will not squander this resource.
And this is not the first time that you have given deadlines to these leaders, and all that happened is they will ask for an extension.
That is what
I am
saying.
Speaking to some of them, they are saying this IGAD Plus imposed deadline of August 17 is not realistic because they are dealing with complex issues.
Look, let me tell you these complex issues as they have crystally explained to us. They are saying one is the structure at the top of the government, the president, the vice president, and the cabinet. And the second one is the power sharing. The third one is the security arrangement. The fourth one is federation. These are, they are saying to us, deal breakers. They know them right from the very beginning, since January last year, not this year, last year. We have been circling the wagon all the last 20 months. Give them even another year, 2 years, they will not bring any other issue. These are the issues. What is required of them is courage, truly courage, to stand to the test of the time, and to demonstrate leadership and political will and commitment to end this crisis. Nothing is supreme than ending the war and stop the killings. This is most supreme in South Sudan, most supreme in all conflict areas. I hope they will realize this time now, and they will make this, that this is the final.
Ambassador Seyoum, this sounds very forceful. Are we using cohesive diplomacy here?
It is cohesive, and a unity of purpose of the whole IGAD Plus has been demonstrated in these meetings, and the messages being sent across to the leaders of South Sudan is one and the same. End this war today and gain the support of the international community to rebuild the country, to bring back South Sudan to stand firmly on its 2 feet.
Are you hopeful that President Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar will sign a deal by August 17?
I will hope against hope. I will hope against hope, because they also understand that attitudes are changing. There is no resource that has no limit. Patience is coming to end, and the international community, all the eyes of the international community, but most importantly, the eyes of the entire population of South Sudan are looking towards Addis and looking towards what the two principals will be doing in the couple of days here until the 7th.